Hello, everybody. I'm Kevin Witham. Welcome to Season 4 of the Common Grounds Unity Podcast. Jesus prayed for unity so that the world may believe. Our mission is to connect and gather with Christians outside one's family of churches because we believe unity starts by building relationships. We say unity starts with a cup of coffee. So grab a cup and let's get started with another conversation. Welcome to our Christmas season episode of the Common Grounds Unity Podcast. I'm Kevin Witham and just thrilled to be with you. This is a favorite time of year of mine, and I'm sure it is for many of you as well. It is also a favorite time as far as the Common Grounds Unity Podcast. It's one of my favorite episodes because I get to be with our full team. We often work together with one or the other, or sometimes even alone. But at Christmas time, we all get together to celebrate not only the end of the year, but the birth of Christ, and to offer some readings that we hope help you to capture the spirit of the season more fully. Advent is a wonderful time of year, and this episode will be dropped a couple of days before Christmas. It's a time of anticipation as we await the arrival of our King. And Advent gives us the opportunity to get a sense of what it was for those early believers as they awaited the arrival of their Messiah, the birth of Jesus the Christ. So Advent is about anticipation. It's about awaiting. And we get a sense of that expectation, even though we live this side of the birth and ministry of Christ. We get to celebrate his coming on Christmas Day. And then Advent gives us the opportunity in the present to celebrate what Christ has done, how he's delivered us from sin, rescued us, and brought us into his kingdom and transformed our lives. It's also a time that reminds us that we eagerly anticipate his second coming and that we live in the present with an eye on the future with the promise that Jesus is coming again. So it's good to celebrate the season, and I love doing it with these people that I'm with. We're going to be sharing some readings from God's Word that will hopefully set the spirit of the season a little more fully for you. You're going to hear readings from fellow co-hosts, our executive director, producers. So I'm here with John Teal, who has been producing our broadcast since its beginning. Really, the whole vision of Common Grounds Unity started with him. Tina Bruner, who I've been co-hosting with for a number of years, is with us. Veronique Weber, who has joined the team this past season and helped to co-host some of our podcasts, is going to read. Drew Baker, our executive director, who not only puts out a lot of our content in written form and kind of manages the ministry, he also co-hosts on the podcast. And Michael Stakelum, who works in media with us and video. He works with our YouTube channel as well as the podcast. So you're going to hear some readings from these team members as we share together in this season and hopefully help you to better celebrate both Advent and Christmas. So thanks for being with us.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it.
In the sixth month, the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, was sent by God into a town of Galilee called Nazareth to the virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this may be. The angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, and he will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room.
Now, in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
Lord God, we need you. In our darkness, we need your light. In our grief, we need your comfort. In our weakness, we need your strength. In our hostility, we need your reconciling love. As we celebrate the incarnation of Christ over 2,000 years ago, we also look forward to your second coming, when all will be made well. From this day until the day of his return, may we embody the love, the humility, the vulnerability, and the peace of Christ our Lord. May your kingdom come and your will be done here in our midst, just as it is in heaven. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Common Grounds Unity podcast. Please check out commongroundsunity.org to learn about who we are and to find gatherings in your area. You can also subscribe to our monthly digital newsletter, join the Facebook group, or find our YouTube channel. If you benefit from this ministry, please consider a monthly donation by going to www.commongroundsunity.org/donate. Until next time, God bless, and remember, unity starts with a cup of coffee.